My wonderful treasure. I'm so pleased with you. I want you to be very warm and comfortable in the best possible undisturbed condition. So I can tell you explicitly what a very, very good treasure you are. I know it's easy to remember to turn off your phone and lock your door so that your environment is secure. But I also want you to be as comfortable as possible in your body. Starting with your toes, I want you to stretch and flex out your whole body, every joint and muscle. Wiggle your toes and push them apart. Flex your feet up and down and rotate your ankles in circles. Stretch your calves as though you're trying to increase the distance between your ankles and your knees. Then your thighs as though you're lengthening your upper legs. Then rotate and roll your hips, feeling how good it is to loosen up your pelvis for me. Now you're ready to give your whole lower body a full stretch, pushing your feet as far down as they will go. Good treasure. Start your upper body stretch from within, by filling your lungs up with as much breath as you can. A pushing, opening, extreme breath in, followed by a forceful and deep exhale. Good treasure. It's okay if it makes you a little dizzy when you're so safe and comfortable. Take another breath, about 90% as deep this time, and stretch your back by arching against your pelvis and your shoulder blades as hard as you can, holding that position while you exhale. Now relax your body, heavy and limp again. Stretch your arms out to your sides and move them around in front of you, above you, cross to opposite sides. And while you do, build the relaxing intensity from your shoulders, out through your biceps, your elbows, your forearms, your palms, and your fingertips. You can lace your fingers together to stretch your hands deeper while taking another deep breath all the way in as you bring your body into a full and final stretch. Then breathing deeply out as you relax completely and bring your hands back down to rest, palms up at your sides. Don't you feel so much better now, my good treasure? And it's lovely to find yourself in a state so ready to drop into trance. It's incredibly easy when you've just been listening to my voice and obeying instructions that lead to such a pleasant, comfortable state, to find yourself perfectly primed to surrender to my hypnosis. As you continue to breathe deeply and let the arousal building in your body begin to draw you into trance, I want you to imagine that you are standing at the entranceway to a hedged path. This is a walkway designed for you only because you are my good treasure. And you only have access because you please me so well. It's just wide enough for you to walk comfortably down. And the tall hedgerows that line the way are covered in flowers that emit a sensual, seductive fragrance. You can only see a little ways down as the path curves gently to the right from the onset. It's so inviting to simply begin putting one foot in front of the other, embarking on an open and vulnerable exploration into the unknown. All you need to know is that I have put this beautiful path in front of you to walk down, curving always to the right, with the path seeming to slope down as well. With every few steps, you take in a deep breath of the intoxicating scent of the nearby flower. And your dizzy, spacey mind begins to have a clumsy grasp of the hypnotic effect these special blossoms are having on you. As you keep moving steadily along, down and to the right, the curves begin to tighten, and your body knows that you're being taken down into the center of a spiral, deeper, happening faster, the enchanting flowers becoming denser and more fragrant, opening up deeper layers and nuances to the scent, which you can't help but inspire more and more deeply. So addictive, you can't stop walking and breathing and falling sleepier and sleepier with heavy eyelids and dragging feet. Eventually, even as your body continues moving forward and spinning down, you can't keep even your inner eyes open anymore. And you are simply a dark, spiraling motion, deeper into my mysterious path. And now, even though you're no longer walking, the motion is inside you, always forward, down and to the right, deeper into arousal and deeper into trance, until you are tingling in the center of my good treasure spiral, breathing, vulnerable and spinning, eager for my reward program. I'm certain you have already built up a very pleasurable association with being told that you are my good treasure. And I want that association to continue to build. Right now, to assist in that process, I would like for you to begin stroking and teasing your cock very gently. That's it. A nice warm-up into the relaxing arousal of surrender. However, you should immediately and briefly increase the intensity every time I say, good treasure. Yes, exactly. You are such a good treasure. When you fall into a lovely, sexy trance, you know you must be a good treasure. It would be impossible to feel so good when you've been being bad. And the more certain you are that you're worthy and pleasing, the more aroused you feel with a blissful joy. Because there is nothing more erotic than being a good treasure. Of course, the more aroused you become, the deeper and dizzier you fall into my voice. The deeper you fall for me, as I reward you for being a good treasure with intense hypnosis. The more pleased with you I am, because the farther you sink, the more effective my control over you becomes, and the more I can create a feeling of reward by building the desperate anticipation in your cock before I instruct you to release from me. But even though you are a very good treasure, there's more I have to say to you before that happens. So now let your hands drop back to your sides as you take another deep breath and realize that even without physically touching yourself, you feel a thrill in your cock. Whenever I say good treasure, I want you to have a deep sexual experience of knowing that you are my good treasure. Because whenever you devote any combination of time, energy, and money into doing something to spoil and please me, I feel so indulged and empowered. I feel a rush of warm, buzzing energy when I experience your devotion that is wildly satisfying. Your acts of worship inspire me to live more fully in my goddess being, which in turn invigorates my creative spark and passion for taking you deeper into total surrender. You are my good treasure because I admire and cherish you so intently that I feel compelled to hoard you as an exquisitely cared for possession. I cultivate you because you have so much potential to please me, just as you have shown today. I want you to remember that you deserve your very special place serving me, my loving affection, because you are a good treasure of extraordinary quality. I particularly admire everything about the way your mind works. Your imagination is such a beautiful, wonderful gift. The virtual landscapes you experience are whole worlds that you have generated from deep within yourself, and it honors me to walk in them. Your simplest fantasies are acts of virtual artistry, purely creative in a way that I love to celebrate and support. Because you are my good treasure, I'm so proud of your creativity, your passion, all of the ways you dive into life. Every victory or success you accomplish resonates as a credit to me as your goddess, and I glow to know you are mine. And you have indulged in an act of worship and love for me that you know pleases me so much. And it is my wish to reward you thoroughly. Not only do I want you to know that you are my good treasure, but I also want to continue to train you by making sure you are constantly motivated to continue to seek my favor. You should begin stroking yourself again now, taking your pleasure to the edge and down in eager anticipation as you listen to me tell you exactly how I want to build you up to a blissful explosion. Of course, you're already so desperately aroused from feeling how strongly your cock responds to knowing you're my good treasure, from the thrill of having been so obedient and pleasing, from the ecstatic surrender of giving yourself to me and being found precious. That's right, my precious, my darling, my good treasure. I want it to feel so good that you're out of your mind with pleasure, so that only the power of my voice over you can penetrate the otherwise exclusive occupation with experiencing the overwhelming erotic sensations. I want you to spend a moment thinking about the act of devotion that earned your special reward, the way or ways you recently went out of your way to contribute to my pleasure, satisfaction, luxury, or delight. As you work your cock for me, sink into how good it felt to serve me, from thinking and planning to actually carrying out your offer, to the moments you were preparing to sink into this trance and enjoy your reward. Doesn't it feel wonderful to be such a good treasure? And now it's almost time for your reward. So I want you holding very close to the edge. In a moment, I'm going to say the phrase, good treasure, three times in a row. When I do, you'll find that while one good treasure is a lightning bolt of a sexual tingle, when I say it a second time, your whole body is overcome with a sexual thrill that catches your breath and makes you shiver. Because you're such a good treasure. Good treasure. A third repetition is going to be irresistibly powerful, and I don't want you to resist anymore at that point. I want you to release from me after the third good treasure while feeling how pleased with you I am and how desperate you are to serve and spoil me more in the future. That's right. So close now. So pleased with you, my good treasure. Good treasure. Good treasure. Good treasure.